Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nun Aleph, Nazir 51a, pagination is 101. We're making reference of a statement in the Mishnah on a previous page, Memtes Amud Beis, and by way of introduction, I'd like to mention that the Chafetz Chaim expressed an idea that during a person's lifetime, they should be exposed, they should learn on some level every Torah topic. And the idea is that even if you can't become an expert during your lifetime for whatever reason, but if a person is exposed to it, touches every topic on some level, then, when they get to heaven after 120, their neshama will be given the opportunity to continue on the topics that they started. And therefore, even if a topic is either obscure or difficult to study for whatever reason, touching upon it is a worthy pursuit. So the statement that was made in the Mishnah on the first wide line was Mole Tarvid Rekev is an application of Tumah which the Nazir would be set back in his timing with, and likewise a Kohen would become Tamei, and likewise any person would become Tamei, although Tumah is not restricted to the regular person, but it is a fact in Halacha, a person, particularly in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they practiced the process of Parah Aduma, a person would know that they are Tamei. What does Mole Tarvid Rekev mean? It refers to a ladle full worth of the decomposition of a human corpse. So that the body decomposes, and at a certain point, what's left is like a dust. And that has Tumah associated with it if the portion is a ladleful. Now, our Gemara, starting from the beginning of the Daf, tells us that there is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, a tradition from Moshe, from Sinai, how this Tumah works, in the words of Rashi on the fourth line of our Daf, below Taruvos, the only time that this Tumah will exist after the total decomposition and we're left with the remaining ladleful that we're describing of essentially dust, that's only if there's nothing else mixed in to it. But if there's something mixed in, then it will not be mitame. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Eizo meis sheyesh lo rekev. Who is a... What's the case of the dead person that has this tumah associated? Meis shenikvar orum. A person who was buried without shrouds, unclothed, and Ba'aron Shalshayish, in a coffin of marble, O'al Gabe Ritzpo Shalavonim, or directly on a stone floor, Zeu Meis Sheyesh Lo Rekev. That's an example of a dead body that would produce this Rekev, this dust that is Metame. The concept being that if, as we'll say in a moment, any of these variables weren't true, then there would be other decomposition together with the dead body, and it would not have this rule. For example, Nikva Biksuso, if the person was buried with clothing, Ba'aron Shal Eitz, in a coffin of wood, O'al Garbe Ritzpa Shal Levenim, or on a floor made of brick, which is made out of straw, so the straw is also decomposing, Zeumei she'ein lo rekev, that's a case of a mace, that its rekev, its decomposition, would not have the halachas of tumah because other things were mixed in. To the point that the Gemara, about 13 lines down, says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei mesim shekavran ze'im ze'. If you have two bodies that were buried next to each other, na'asu gilgilin ze'lozeh, they cause interference, they cause mixture one with the other, to the point that one corpse is not decomposing on its own, it's getting mixed in with something else. If it gets mixed in with the decomposition of the shrouds, or the decomposition of the coffin, or the decomposition of the floor, or the decomposition of another body, it is not going to have these halachas of decomposition where the material that's left is also metame in the portion of a ladleful. Skipping down about 5 lines, Om Rabbi Yechanan said, Goza Sairo, if you cut the hair of a dead person, all of these things, we're not saying that you're allowed to do them or you're supposed to do them. We have specific methods of burial. But if this were to happen, Vikovro Imo, and then they took that hair that they shorn and they that was shorn and they put it with Nasa Lo Gilgilin, that too would cause interference and mixture, and that body would not produce this tumah material that's being described. Now, towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara actually launches into classic style of Talmud cases and wondering if they qualify as mixtures or do they qualify as part of the person themselves that's decomposing. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, 6 lines up, Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following question. Uba b'me'ei isha, if there was a fetus in the womb of a woman who's decomposing, have gilgalim olo, does that cause interference? Is it a mixture with her body, and therefore she doesn't have this halacha of tumah when the body finally decomposes, or does it? Kevan de amamar uber yerech imo. Normally we think of the fetus as an extension of the mother. For example, if a regular pregnant woman alive were to be the case of a non-Jew becoming Jewish, she's a giora, she goes into the mikvah, so then the child that she is holding within her as a fetus is going to undergo conversion at the same time as the mother. It's an extension of the mother. It's not an independent existence and the mikvah water never reached the fetus. It's an extension of the mother. Hilkach gufahu, if you follow that logic. So then in this unfortunate case where it's a fetus and she died, the fetus is not going to interfere with the decomposition of the mother. It's all one unit. It's not a mixture, v'lo avo gilgulin, and it's not considered a mixture. O dilma, or maybe, kevin de sofa lotzei, since the fetus is meant to leave her body, mifresh parish mina, it's defined as an independent being, and the decomposition in such a case would be the same as two different bodies decomposing together, and once they have so decomposed that it's dust, it's no longer metame because it doesn't meet the parameters of the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, which states only when it decomposes without mixture. The Gemara doesn't answer this question, but the Gemara continues by launching the next question with an assumption that this might be resolved. V'imtim tzalomar, if you wanted to tell me that uber de sofa lotzeis mifresh porish mino, that the child, since it's destined to leave the body, so it's considered an independent being, then shechvas zera b'me'ei isha mahu. What's the halacha regarding the seed of her husband within her, and then she died a period of time after relations, after intimacy? So there is material similar to clothing that's decomposing. So here there's material from an outside source that's decomposing within her. Is that enough to interfere with this tumah process? Mi amrinon, kevan delo itzar ki gufa domi. It's not going to be removed, so it's part of her body. Or maybe, since it came from the outside, it's considered an outside thing, and if it decomposes with her, it actually interferes, and she would no longer have tumah. And this question also, the Gemara leaves. I mentioned, by way of introduction, that the Chafetz Chaim says that it's worthy that we should touch on every topic that exists, even if we only touch on it, for whatever reason we don't go deeper, but to touch on it is beneficial so that a person has touched on the different parts of Torah. And here, this would seem to be a perfect example. Normally, in Take 10 for Talmud, we would have excerpted a more palatable and more easily accessible topic, but this entire daf basically deals with this topic, and it should be that we touched on this topic as part of our learning. Yashar Koach, and thank you for joining.